We head to Monster Motors, suburbs of Michigan Center on Page Avenue, and we welcome Ron O'Rourke, Marketing Director Extraordinaire, joining us. How you doing, Ron?
Hey, Greg, I'm doing great. Greg, you got me a little excited about golf weather, so.
Well,
doing good.
Yeah, it's we've seen some golfers out, but they're not flooding the course yet.
That's right. We'll get out there.
Yeah, no doubt. So tell us a little bit about Monster Motors, Ron.
Yeah, so Monster Motors, as many people know, we're over located in Michigan Center at 3702 Page Ave. Got a lot of great things that are happening over there right now. We are partnering with the Chamber, and we have some exciting news to be sharing here in the next few days. Greg, we are an executive member with the Chamber of Commerce here in Jackson, and we are fortunate enough to utilize 5 free memberships to local businesses here in Jackson, kind of to help them along through that wonderful year we just had with the pandemic.
Yeah.
And as Karen was mentioning earlier from the Chamber earlier in your segment there, Greg, she was mentioning about some of the local businesses that may be struggling. Well, this is a really great opportunity for those businesses to reach out to the Chamber, get a hold of Pat O'Dowd there, and see if they'd be interested in having a free membership to kind of maximize their exposure. You know, Greg, we are a car dealership. When it comes down to the end of the day, we really are about making money for a business. But we couldn't thank the community more for allowing us to be successful in our area. We have been there now for 5 years in the retail market, right? And we just really we have a heart about giving back to our community. And that's what we're really going to be concentrating on.
Well, it doesn't hurt to be part of the community, does it?
It does not. No, actually, that's one of the reasons why we are successful with our business right now is because of the involvement and the community choosing Monster Motors and trusting us with their business. And what better way to give back than to share with some of those that aren't as fortunate right now to get the traffic through their business, whether it's a restaurant or a smaller business. And we want to help with that. And that's exactly what we're doing and partnering with the Chamber to do.
How does the Chamber help you guys, Ren?
Yeah, so they have a lot of opportunities to take advantage of, Greg, that you could, and you can get a lot more information by reaching out to them. But for the most part, it's just really giving us some avenues to reach back out to some of the organizations here in Jackson, some of the other businesses here in Jackson, allowing the community to know where we're at and what we do. Because not only do we sell cars, we also have a full service center. And the Chamber has been really great with trying to get us to, maximize that exposure as well. And we have a really big, big full service department, a great team over there. Mm-hmm. And our vision right now is to make sure that our customers get a great experience.
Well, I go by there frequently, Ron, and it seems like you guys have a great inventory there.
Yeah, we do. We have almost 400 trucks, cars, SUVs, and Jeeps on our lot right now. You bring up a good point about inventory there. If you're watching the market and in the automobile industry, inventory is pretty low on some markets out there for the new car industry. So used cars is where it's at in pre-owned vehicles, and we do not lack inventory. So we have a great opportunity for people to come out and check and see what's going to fit their budget, not only their budget, but what's going to be, good for their family as far as a ride.
Well, pre-owned, Ron, that's the hottest market, isn't it?
That is. You hit that right on the nose. And I'll share something, too. These markets, these auctions that we're going out to, mm-hmm. You'd be surprised to see how many of these bigger dealerships are coming in, these new and used car dealerships coming in and buying up inventory because they want cars on their lot. Right now, we have a really good market share in that industry, Greg.
Okay, one thing I know we have, you guys can deal with, and that's a lot of people have bruised credit right now.
Yeah, we do work with a lot of people. And, hey, bad things happen to good people, and we know that. And we have stories left and right that we could share that we've helped people get back on their feet and help them get a vehicle. We have a great finance department. We have we partner with a lot of banks. We partner with CP Federal here, and we're happy to partner with them and do business with CP. Well, now, excuse me, it's True. My apologies. So it's True Credit Union. But we do. We work for our customer, and we will do whatever we can to try and get them financed to get them into a vehicle.
I know some people looking at a used car, let's face it, they're nervous about it. Should they be or not, Ron?
So, no, they really shouldn't. I mean, it's a big purchase. It's probably the next biggest purchase that one can do or buy next to purchasing in a home. And we have a wonderful team that will walk you through the process. But, Greg, the industry's changed a lot. And a lot of the people come into business or come into the dealership knowing more about the cars than most of our salespeople. Yeah. And that's and that's normal with any automobile industry or with any dealership.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
With the internet and how easy it is for you now to pretty much pick your car online and pretty much do everything but sign the dotted line. But that I think that's making it a little bit easier on people when they come into the door. But I can tell you right now, we do a great job with making sure people come in, get a great experience, no pressure, and we do a great job at that.
Well, you guys are located pretty close to the highway, so you know easy access from several locations.
You got it, and we use that highway a lot for our test drives. A lot of people want to get those high performance vehicles out on the highway there and kind of open them up a little bit. But you're right; we are located right off the exit there on Page Avenue. Pretty easy in, easy out.
What are your business hours, Ron? I know you're open at least partially Saturday, aren't you?
Yeah, we are open from Saturday from 10 to 4. Our hours do run Monday and Thursday from 9 to 8. And then we open, we're open on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 6. And we are looking at potentially going to our summer hours here once the weather really starts getting warm and warmer. But up to that point, that's our hours.
So, how was the last year for you guys?
So, Greg, we were really fortunate. We really were. We had a tremendous year. We really did. And, CJ, and it really comes down to ownership. Mm-hmm. CJ and Lori and Dan, those guys just did a great job in keeping, our employees employed as much as possible. But again, really just comes down to being available for those that are shopping for vehicles. And we were available 24 hours, 7 days a week, whether it was on chat line or whether we were, talking to them online, communicating through all forms of social media, which we currently do now. But that, I think, was really a true testament to our success, is just being available.
Sure, sure. Who are your owners? Tell our listeners.
Yeah, our owners are CJ and Lori Jackson. Couldn't ask for two better people to work for. We also have a partner, Dan Kidder, who's a partner with it as well. But those three do a tremendous job, and they take great care of their employees and take great care of their customers. I couldn't ask really, Greg, to work for two better people in-house and also partnering with Dan. I know we just nominated Lori for Women's Week. She does a tremendous job there. And very humble people. They like to be behind the scenes. That's why they have me on today. But they do a great job, Greg.
You have your own service department there, right?
We do. We have a full service department that is available for your small repair type work. Mm-hmm. We do not do any body work, and I just wanted to let everybody know that we do not do any body work, but we do have a couple of people that we send a lot of our business to take care of that stuff. But most of it is alignments. We have a tremendous facility for our alignments. We put a lot of money and time into our service department. We really like to open up our external market. Our internal customers, obviously, because they buy vehicles from us, they know that we have it. But we really would like to see an increase in our external market.
Ryan, great job. Great to have a chance to talk to you. Hopefully we can get you on the golf course soon.
Hey, I'm always up for golf, Greg. So you name the place and time, and we'll get out there and do it.
Thanks, buddy. Good job.
Take care. Thanks a lot, guys.
Ron O'Rourke from Monster Motors, Page Avenue, right there at Fallahee. I like to say the suburbs of Michigan Center.